Girvus. Bez Hashem, the plan, Bez Hashem, this week, if today and tomorrow, that's back in 2021, and next week, Bez Hashem will try to do four, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then we will have concluded the shiurim, a couple of supplements here and there. But, hopefully, conclude it this way. We'll give you a nice amount of time to do chazara. And then the 25th, Thursday the 25th, we will convene to have the bechina. And we should all try to be here. If somebody for some reason can't be here, they should let me know. But in general, we should try to be here. And only for people who Bamish have extenuating circumstances could speak to me. But if not, we should all be here. We shouldn't take it early, we shouldn't take it late, because once people are taking it early, then more people will take it late. So that's the way things work. So unless, again, there's very extenuating circumstances, then you could speak to me and we could hopefully arrange something for you. Okay. Wednesday, if it could be this coming Wednesday, I may have to reschedule to if we would do it at 11 on next Wednesday. Is that a possibility? Okay, I'll let you know. We'll speak about the beginning of the week. We might have to do it at 11 on Wednesday. But the rest, okay. Today's shiur is about in Yonik Kriya. Pasuk says in Parsha Shemini, Vayomer Moshe el Aaron el Ozer uli Somer Bonov hanosarim Roshechem el Bonov Roshechem el Tifrohu Dechem lo sifromu v'lo samusu. Right, that when Nadav Aviv died, so really there should be a regular avelis for them. But it was the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan, so Gadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that there should be a full avelis. So he says that, Roshechem al tifro, don't let your hair grow long. Which, as Rashi points out, the inference is that a normal avel does let his hair grow long. Uvidechem lo sifromu. And you shouldn't rent your clothing. You shouldn't tear your clothing. In Yiddish, the phrase is rice. That's the verb, rice kriya. It means to tear kriya, rice kriya. So if you ever hear that phrase, you should be familiar with it. Okay, so this is the source. The Gemara says in Moed Katan on the Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, page 2. Amar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi Rav Shmuel Ovel Lo Parav Lo Pirim Chayav Misa, an Ovel that didn't keep his hair growing long and didn't tear his clothing is chayiv misa. Shenema roshechem al tefro v'dechem lo tefromu v'lo samusu. But you shouldn't do it, so you shouldn't die. But ha'acher shelo parav lo pirim is taka chayiv misa. If you'll do it, you shouldn't do it, so you shouldn't die. But someone else, that's the rule, that he has to do it. So the Ramban in the Torah Zadim writes, page 3, as I read it, I'm almost shall par with a pirim chai misa to see what's a musu asmachta ba almahu. He, so it's not a real drasha gemur, it's an asmachta. Misa is an onish medivir chachamim kinyin kabar Yisrael over al divir chachamim chai misa. You have that several times in Shas. It says somebody violates divir chachamim is chai misa. So it's not necessarily a real din darais, it's just an asmachta. So he says, "Mikan on the Omer, Linyan Prias Rosh, the Shloshim, But the whole idea of not cutting that it's also to cut your hair for shloshim is only the rabbanim. Ve'ilon avelus Torah el biyom misa kvura. Right, and this is the Ramban shita, like the Rambam, that the only din the rice of avelus is the yom misa and the yom kvura to do your restrictions on that day. But anything after that is only the rabbanim. I feel to svarish or somach l'divrei Torah. Even though the svarish is a pasuk in Chumash, right? It says, "Shechem al tifro." It's a pasuk in Chumash. So you might think that it's a deraisa. No, it's maybe in that situation, but normally it's only an asmachta. Okay. The Ravid, on the other hand, this is the one on page 4, that says that Shloshim gates with the Sporus is a Dindaraisa. He takes the Pasuk literally, that it's a real Yalfusa. Because of Ravid on page 4, Exeris Shloshim gates with the Sporus Daraisa. Ignashim Ve Aaron Rashechim of the Frov, Dechim Los Frov, Los Amusa. Acher Shalapirim Velapirim Tayamisa. Okay. Right, the pasuk doesn't say shloshim, but that's, I guess, part of the Masorah. So, and we know that that's a din of shloshim. So we assume that din is a din deraisa for shloshim. But you're right, it doesn't. Doesn't say it. Okay, one of the halachas of Kriya, very simple, is that Kriya has to be done mu'umad. Right? You have to stand when you're doing Kriya. It's a chiddush, because you would have thought, who cares, as long as the baggage is karua, that should be okay. So Kamash v'lo, no, that we learn out that Kriya has to be Mu'umad. And we have a Gemara in my cotton, on Chafa Medbeis. Amemer Shachiv Le Barberei. Amemer lost his grandson. Kara Ilave. So he taught Kriya. And then his son came, was a Berei Kara Ba'ape. And then he tore, when his son came, he tore again in the presence of his son. Itker Demyushav Kara. And then he reminded himself that he tore sitting down. Kam Kara Mu'umad. So he tore, Rashi says, a third time. Mu'umad. And then the Gemara says, Amalei Havashi Lameimer Kriya de Mu'umad Menolon Dechsiv Vayokam Iyo Vayikras Mi'ilo. So then the Gemara has a whole discussion, just because it says Vayokam, does that mean you take it literally? Don't we have Pesukim that say Va'omad Va'omar? Right, by Chalitza. Vatani ben Yosef ben Omed ben Muta. I'm the Hashem lo k'si vayamo vayomer hach k'si vayochem vayikra. So it's a different type of phraseology of the word. It's much more that he actually got up. And then the Gemara quotes vayochem. Then the Gemara says, no, maybe it was only a chumra. Dilma b'ril si yiseir sehuda avad. But that's the maskana. So the Rush on page 6 Amar Ravashi Lamei Makriya Mu'umid Min Olam Dukhsiva Yakum Iyo Vayikras Mi'ilo. Says Vidilma Milsi Yisayrahu David El Hachva Yakum Hamelech Vayikras Begadav. So then he says, because first word in the line is Idkar. Because of Arai Vidzal Vidil Chathil Bay Mu'umid Min Olam Dukhsiva Lo Yatsa Biyushav. Tears me to Tony Babe David Eve, Avgav Damina Beev, Zilma Mosi says, so David Hanulin said to Lavi Alfina Mina, he loved Ashkam Bedovid. I will hash to receive Kriam Uma Gabidov, Gambedovid Yalfina Mitravail Akif. So it's Likuva. Kainera Sharav Alpha Sova Shim Karm Yushav Yatsa. He says, from the Rif is Mashma that Bedevid it's good. It Hishmir Uvda the Amemar. Because he the Rif didn't bring down the story of Amemar that he tore a Kriya again. And the Rav Rabbi Yitzchak Geyes Zal, because of Shimkaram Yushav Lo Yotza. The Yachza of Yikra Mu'um. So he has to tear again. Hey Neil Ramban. The Bechalitza, the Loksi Vayamot Vayomer, Bin Lachatkil Mu'um. So that's the discussion here that the Rosh has, whether you have to tear Mu'umad or not. So Shulchan Aruch, if you look on page 18, Sif Aleph Shin Mem, Misha Meisvah Beis Vulmei Amesim Shiroi L'Sabel Aleim. Kaiva throw alone, but Sark Shikram Umud, in Karmi Yushav Lo Yatsa, Sark locks over the crow. So that's how we pass it. That it's a din likuva, that you have to tear Umud. Now the Gemara says on Chavav Amid Beis, the Tanya Nami Hachi Rav Yosi Omer Tchilas Kriya Tefach. Whereas when you tear Kriya, it has to be at least a Tefach. The size of a fist downward. It's Osefes Kol Shehu. And if the person, say, loses another relative, so he can be Mosif on that Kriya. A Kol Shehu, and that's enough. We'll see what that is. Okay. So the Gemara on Chav Beis Amid Beis on page 8 tells us all the distinguished differences between Kriya on Aviv Imo in contrast to Kriya on Shaar Krovim. Hakolam Eifin Kulam Kore Tefach. A lovely v'ima v'chigales libo. So, all the mason, other relatives, all you have to do is tear a tefach. Now, a tefach means vertically. In other words, sometimes what a person needs to do is first tear horizontally so that he can tear vertically. Because to get in, you have to be able to do a vertical tear, so sometimes he has to tear horizontally, but that doesn't count. That's just a preparation for being able to tear vertically. But the tear, the kriya, is vertical, and he just has to tear tefach. But v'aviv v'imo achigala es libo. His heart has to be exposed. In other words, so if he would tear on the top of his shirt, just the tefach, and it wouldn't reach to the makom halev, he would have to tear more until the lev is exposed. What is that all about? So the Yerushalmi on page 9 says, Kol ha-meisiv inam galas libo el al-avi v'imo d'ver meir Rav Shmuel ben Shemer of Domi v'artankum Nei shibidalta mimenu mitzvahs kibud. Shibidalta mimenu mitzvahs kibud. In other words, when the parent dies, so he no longer has, it could be dinim of kibud even achar moso. But the ikar kibud he doesn't have anymore. So the Bnei Moshe says that they should be talmid by the mitzvah kibud, hatoli b'leiv. Whereas kibud is something that comes from the heart of the person. You know, a person has a certain feeling towards his parents, so he, in his heart, so he's mechabed them. So therefore, it's tolling in the leiv, so you megala libo. Now, the marshal quotes a minig. Take a look. The Shulchan Aruch on page 22. In the Shach Sivkot Yutes. Tell me, because of Marshal, then Higin Dalave Mikar Mitzat Smol. But it's this idea of the lave, so it means ikerdin is that it just means that you tear, you know, longer for your parents. But the marshal quotes a minug that, which is not necessarily from the Gemara. In other words, we know the heart is on the left side of the body. So, strictly speaking, Medina the Gemara, you can tear for your parents on either side, even though the heart doesn't mean literally that you're Megala Lev, but the Mokum that the Lev is on that part, you know. So, theoretically, you can tear on the right side for Aviv Imo also, even though there's no Lev there, but that's, if you tear long enough, the Mokum that the Lev would have been, if it would have been on the left side, that would have been enough. But the Marshal quotes a minhag, then this is a minhag that's practiced, that dafki should tear, a person should tear on the left side for his parents. And on the other krovim, he tears on the right side, to accentuate this idea of megala sliva. Okay, so that's the first din that the Gemara has here. Second halacha, page 8, back to Chav Beis and Beis. Hakol amazing kulam afilu lova shasara chalukin eina kura ela elyon. Halavi v'imo kureyes kulam. If a person's wearing 10 layers of clothing, he has 10 shirts on. So for Aviv Imo, he has to tear all of them. And for Shar Krovim, he only tears the outer garment. So we'll have to discuss how does this relate to our clothing today. Because we know that the undershirt, as we're going to see shortly, is Beged Zeya, you don't tear the undershirt. So basically, And then talis cotton is a question. So basically, there are two. What do we have? We have a shirt. We have a jacket. And you can have a coat. So we'll see. The coat is not baba cheshbon. No one tears an outer coat. And the only question is the shirt and the jacket. So one could say, and this is what some people do, but we'll have to focus on, that for avivim, you tear the shirt and the jacket. And for shar krovim, what? Shar krovim, the simple way would be to say, just tear the jacket, because that's the big deal. But we'll see, that's not far from pashut, what I just said. So we have to be ma'ayin in this halacha, very much so. So we'll get back to it in a couple of minutes. So let's take a look. The Gemara says, Vapi karsuso eina makevis. Vapi karsuso is eina makevis. So what does that mean? Rashi, Vapi karsuso shal rosho eina makevis. So Rashi learns it's some type of head covering, some type of turban of sorts that people wear on the head. So you don't tear kriya on the head coverings. That's not the beged that Chazal was speaking of. That's one pshat. However, there are two other pshatim in what this means. Apikarsuso Einema Kevis. So take a look in the Rush on page 12. There's the Ravid, and we don't fold it from this Ravid. The Ravid holds Einam Akevis is mashma that really you should do it, but it's not Ma'akev. That's the Lashon is mashma. Einam Akevis, mashma lechatkil, you should. But we'll see, we hold like the other Rishonim, that whatever Afar Kasuso is Einam Akevis means you don't do it at all. Then, in the second arrow, but then he quotes the Ramban Zal Kosov, Dafil Lechatchila Einu Tzara. And the Ramban holds that even Lechatchila, and that's how we understand, that even whatever Afar Kasuso is, it's even Lechatchila you don't care. So the Aruch says, Aruch Pirush Afar Kasuso Ulevushu Tachton, Pasuk Mosev Shulovushu Korsho. So the Aruch says it's Ulevush Tachton. It's like an undershirt. Like a beged zaya, which clearly the practice is that you don't do that. So that's so Rashi says it, again. It's the head covering. The Aruch says it's undershirt. Like, and the smog. Take a look on the smog on page 13. The Vaseinu Shabbat Sarfas. In Lomar, she mentioned, "Nusa ein b'chin kriya shu inyan apikasuso shu sudar elyum she ino elatz litznius." That's the overcoat. An overcoat, in other words, that you wear above your clothing.
Sudar is an overcoat. Sudar.
Yeah, in other words, sudar elyum. Right.
Isn't the suda like a scarf or a
turban? Yeah, the suda is like a scarf, but some type of, it's hard to know what exactly it looked like, but it's some type of thing that you wear above your clothing. It could be a shawl, right. A shawl. But most of us don't wear shawls today. So for modern day society, it would be closer to like an overcoat. A woman wears a shawl, right. Right, woman wears a shawl. So this is the... So how is it brought down in Shulchan Aruch? Take a look at page 22, Sif Yud. If you can see something in the circle, crow. Yesh mefarshim shu begin azei adovak lebsaro. That's the aruch. Yesh mefarshim shu begin alei shakorim kapo. That's the smag. He doesn't even quote the other shita. Pasha the minute shaloka al kapo al tum meis afil al vivimu. The crow al vivimu gam achol of shakorim kamizo. Because we assume like all these pshatim that the begin azei were not korea. And the Beged Elder. Now, if you take a look in the Taz, so the Taz discusses a Beged called a rock. A rock. Resh Aleph Kuf. And we'll have to see what he's referring to. He says, the Orami Omer. The Ain Roy, you see in the Taz where the arrow is? The Ain Roy, I feel the Hachmel Crow Harak, the Havi Kuper, the Ossi, the Kula. Then Shah Mason should do the Crow, a beggar, the Elgin, the Chut. Zevade Ain Unochon. Shall look for a rock, a rock, let's say it's Boye de Korea, Vega Chukhaiv, Father Korea, Kamashkos of Yosef, Toma Ram, Zev, the Hainu Mamish Harak, Shabim Dinazu, Kainir Lani is Daddy Bird, the Divere Mob, Sarbel Elion, the Hainu Rak, Shalonum, Dane Srikim Korea. So look a little bit before that also. Take a look before the arrow as well. The first word in the line is Lahem. The Kachlonahal Malbush Harak, Kimah Kappa, Dias Achiris, the Evi Malbush Elio Karlu, the inner the whole of the Besa. Primifam, Lomshu Besa, Daitu Matelo. So it's basically he's saying, in order to be Chayav Kriya in a certain Beged, it has to be something you wear in your house. So a Beged that you're not going to wear in your house, when you're home, you don't take Kriya on. So, certainly an overcoat you don't wear in your house. So the question is, what about the jacket? So, that's the nekuda. In other words, the sport jacket, the suit jacket, whatever. So most people, now the question is, is it taloy on the person himself, is it taloy on most people? But many people don't wear a jacket in their house. In other words, not only do they don't wear their overcoat, but they don't even wear their jacket in the house. So the Taz would say, if it's something that many people don't wear in the house, so then you can't, it's not Nichlal and Nechi of Kriya. So the Meili says like this, if by Shar Krovim you're going to do Beged Elyon alone, right, and so you would think Beged Elyon is the jacket, but the jacket might not be Chayiv, so it's a Chumra Dasi Udei Kula. Because if you're going to say that this is Chayiv, and then you're going to treat it like the Beged Elyon, so it could be that for Shah Krovim you didn't do anything, if you just tear the jacket. See, Bishlamah, by Aviv Imo, so a person tears the jacket, he tears the shirt, So at least he'll tear something that's for sure chayiv. But for sharp rovim, he just shares the jacket, so then not. But then it could be he's not yotzei at all. So that's why for sharp rovim, many poskim hold, contemporary poskim hold, that you have to tear the shirt. And then for aviv imo, it comes out that it will be the same mikra and din. Because if you hold the jacket, it's really nechayiv, so what's left? Just the shirt. But many people have a minhag that for aviv imo, they tear the jacket as well. Because, it's not a vaday that it's, where it's potter. So shakrovin, we're only tearing one baguette, so then tear the shirt rather than the jacket. Because the jacket might not be chayiv. For aviv imo, that you have to, the din is tearing all the begadim. So if one, some poskim hold, if one would just tear the shirt, maybe mikra din, that's called begadim. But vinag, many places, vinag is that people tear both the jacket and the shirt. Except for one exception that I'll tell you later what the exception is. One second. Take a look in the Shach, in the Nekudas HaKesef, on page 22. The Shach has another Hagdara about the rock. Well, the rock towards the bottom. The love for the soul of the Shuk. When you show the Shuk, the low rock and I, low. Ke'echel min ha'pchusim. So he says that what's tolling on is something that you will. There was the Taz spoke about something that you always wear at home. So something that you always wear, you like the shirt. You always wear your shirt at home, right? You're always wearing your shirt. Your jacket, you may not always be wearing. The Shach has another klal. Is something that you will always wear in the street. In other words, certain garments you will always wear in the street. So he says that this rock, if you don't wear in the street, you're going to be considered like a bum. So then that's the criteria. That shows that it's a baguette, that you will always wear it in the street. So again, when it comes to jackets, so I guess they're different people. There's some people who, like Rabbanim and stuff like that, will always wear a jacket in the street. Will never go in the street without wearing a jacket. But many people would go out in the street without a jacket. So according to that criteria, it could be a jacket is not chayiv. So again, so that the same thing comes up. So for shakrovim, especially a person who doesn't always wear his jacket in the street, so it would be and he's only going to tear one baguette anyway for shakrovim. So then it makes sense to tear the shirt and not the jacket. There's a shirt. Because a shirt would be, if you go without a shirt, you would be nechshav ke'echad min ha'pchusim. If you don't wear a jacket, so you wouldn't be considered echad min ha'pchusim. But if you went out without a shirt, then you would be considered echad min ha'pchusim.
But if the jacket is chayav, then the shirt is not.
Right.
So maybe you wouldn't have the same problem if you just had a shirt. You're saying
what about a person who always would wear a...
Or even for the Taz, who's not sure about the jacket. The shirt is not totally safe because the jacket might be
high up. Right, right. Right, you're right. But we have to be machriya, what's the ikker? You're right, to be yotzei all the day, it's going to be a little difficult.
Be yourself there, something just not wear a jacket.
Okay, but usually a person's going to be at the levaya. He's not going to. That going to be an informal dress. He's going to wear.
Yeah, So
there is a difficulty here, but many hold that Mikra Adin is the shirt that's chayiv for both. So it could be Bizman Azeh, there wouldn't really be a chilek. Certainly for people, well, maybe that's the rov. Rov people probably don't wear a jacket at home, and I'm not embarrassed to go out in the street without a jacket. That's the rov people. So it could be, so if you're a rabbinic person, so it could be that you would never walk out in the street without a jacket. But that's the miyut. So it could be that both criteria would have the shirt be a safe bet. The person wants to do extra for avivimo, so echitesi, and he could do that.
Why do the aspect in the paz have terms of opinion in terms of whether it's in the street versus in the house?
It was what's called. It could be each one would agree to the other. It's hard to know for sure. One stresses the house and one stresses the street.
Why?
I guess what's considered, how do you define what's like really a beggar?
Might as well walk around wearing t-shirts inside the house.
Yeah, but that's a miyut. I don't know. Maybe in society today it's not a miyut. But we're not just, we're more for the people who wear shirts. Maybe those, it's a little bit different, Okay.
And then you mentioned cutting horizontally in order to make your vertical cut. Your vertical tear. Do you have to make a horizontal cut, or can you just like stick a key into like a hole in the middle of your shirt and then tear downwards?
We'll see about that. We'll see if that works, because it could be it won't flap open. You just stick a key in and you make the thing, it won't be noticeable that you made the cut. If you make a vertical cut, if you make a horizontal tear and then you do a vertical, then it'll flap open. If you just stick a key in and tear down, it won't be noticeable as much that there's a kriya. So we'll see that in a second. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha. Now the chiyuv kriya is both on a man and a woman, you should realize. It became popular in the funeral chapels of the day that they have these black ribbons. The black ribbons, so they tear a black ribbon and they give a pin and they put it on. And some of that, I don't know what that is. It seems to be very, very nothing. I mean, it's a black ribbon, so people should feel that they did something. Rashi says that's not so a woman, will take a kriya, then she'll take a pin, so it won't, if it's nias reasons. But what they do, some women, who are not on that level of understanding, will never let them tear their clothing. Okay, so they didn't do the mitzvah. What can I tell you? And the funeral chapel will give them that black thing, which I don't know if that has really any meaning halachically. What is that? Just a piece of black.
Shlomo Hachmer thought they had Darkei Amori roots.
Right, so it's even negative the same. Okay. Perhaps get that by packing on the book of saying. Let's speak about the. Now go. Then the Gemara speaks about the Isha Koraz is a tachton machzira lacharel, because there's a, we don't have these type of clothing that you can tail the top and then turn it around. We don't have these. Hakol amazim gulam rotsu mavdil kamei safa shalom rotsu einu mavdil lovim imu mavdil. If you don't wear kofir she einu mavdil kamei safa shalom einu el keresh al tiflus. There was kamei safa means the rim. That's what we said before. In other words, if say like you have a polo shirt, right? So you're gonna just tear in the middle with the key. You're gonna take a key, punch a hole, and then, but you weren't mapping the kamei safa. The rim is still intact, so then it's, the kriya is not gonna be noticeable. So that's why you have to tear the kamei safa. So that's what we do. We make a vertical, a horizontal cut first, and then you tear down. Let me tear down. And then the Gemara speaks about tearing up, sewing up the kriya. You know, we don't get involved in this so much because we are a wealthy society. Even people who are not so wealthy are wealthier than these people. You know, you taught kriya then, that was your one shirt, and it was a big shayla. Could you tear it out? I'll tell you a story I have about this later in the shiur. So who's sewing up Beged Karuas? As well as that, you know. So they're speaking about the Shar Kol Mesim, Shola Lacher Shiva, Machel Lacher Shloshim. You can do some minimal sloppy type of sewing after Shiva, and a real good sewing after Shloshim. Lavivimo, you can do the sloppy type, you know, Acher Shloshim, Einu Machel La'olam. And the Isha Sholot Al-Alter, Mibre Kvoda. And the woman could, like, put a pin or something like that on the kara, so from Tznius. He also wrote in Rav Yochanan, I'll call a mason, Ratza Korea Biyad, Ratza Korea Bekli. So, in other words, for Shark Krovim, you don't have to tear with your hands. You can tear with a kli. You can take a kli. You can use scissors and tear. But for other Vimo, it has to be Biyad. But what that means is the vertical has to be yeah, the horizontal you can do with kli. The horizontal is not the real kriya, that's just the prep. But you do the horizontal, and then you tear it down with your hand. But for Shar Krovim, you could do the whole thing with the scissors. So what's this din of bifnim mibachutz? So Rashi says, "Kareim bifnim tachas amikatorim shelo she'ino kareim mikutz le'ene hakol." So we'll see what that means in a second. Well, it's a question of what does it mean? The two pshatim of what it means. One pshat, it means that you, in other words, you rip, you hide it while you rip, you go underneath your clothing and you rip from inside. If I shark crawl, you rip from outside.
And the other pshat we'll see means that for aviv, for shar krovim you can rip in a room by yourself without anyone there. For aviv imo b'chutz you should rip publicly in front of people. So the Rambam quotes this din. He quotes both halachas. Ve'enochrem b'kli elu b'yado mi'bachutz b'fnei kol am. So he clearly says this din of b'fnei kol am. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Pshatim on page 23, Yud Gimel. Hakol Amesim Yeshu Lekor B'fnim, Shalom B'fnei Adam, Tiv Yeshu Lahagmiz Yodo B'fnim, Mekore B'tzina. So he says both things. Okay, you put your hands underneath the clothing and you tear. Aviv imo is enkra el mivachutz b'fnei kol adam.
Which
so usually you give page 23. So usually what they do is they do it in the funeral home, like before the levaya starts. They make the bracha of Dayan Emes and they do it. Yeah, I mean, strictly speaking, it should be done before, but. Maybe for this reason, maybe this could be one of the reasons that you want to do it with Nei. I think that's what one of the Svarim writes. You want to do it in front of people. Right, so technically that's what you're supposed to do. In other words, not to have everybody go in and then they do it privately in the side room. Because that's the horror by Avivim. Not so much in America. I don't know about
is there like a definition of what's public that counts?
I don't know if there's a strict I mean, it's not Batsinda, other people are around. I don't know if there's a you need a minion or something, yeah. Okay. Now there are a couple of lamdasha. You know, basically till now we've been discussing the technical halacha. There are two lamdasha shilas about kriya. I mean, probably more than two, but. I don't know if he put in the other one here. Let's see if I put it in here. 1 second. One of them is the Gemara Nedarim. You look up. It's, I think it's brought to Shulchan Aruch as well. If a person tears kriya when the person's still alive, then you're not yotze, right? That's pashut. But what if a person tears kriya? The person is still alive, but tochadei dibur, he dies. So that's one of the lamdasha hagdaras of tochadei dibur is kad zman. So that you yotze with that kriya. Because tochadei dibur is considered the same time. So anything that happens tochadei dibur is as if it happened at that time. So even though chronologically you did it a second before, you'll still be yotze the kriya. So Rav Shimon Shkop, this is the thing Rav Shimon Shkop has a lot in his Torahs about, but whenever they talk about the Hagdara of Tochadei Dibur, what it's all about. So this is one of the sources. Like you'll look it up that Gemara in the Dharma.
Which
I have to look it up next. maybe tzaddik. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that's one thing. Then there's a famous Yerushalmi. Everyone likes to quote this Yerushalmi. If you have to give a shiur on something, so you quote this Yerushalmi. We're on page 21. Question: what the Yerushalmi means, but Yerushalmi says like this: Matzah gzula ain't a yotzei bo yidei chavaso bePesach. So matzah gzula, you're not yotzei. So the question is, wait, go further back. I'm sorry. From page 20. So the shaila is, what about if you take Kriya and Shabbos? Are you Yotzei? Or not? Kriya b'chamoso v'al meso. Chom tavlum p'kirim. There's Yotzei. So Rishami wants to know, why is that different than Matzah Gzula? Why do you say it's a mitzvah about Bavera? So he says, Taman Gufa Avera, Baram Hacha Hu Avar Avera. Look in the Pnei Moshe. Amalo, Lodamia, the Taman of Matzah Gufa Avera, he was Avera Balo. Hacha Hu Avar Avera, Shechil Shabbos. And Kriya Gufa Avera. So the way Shabbos, I will crow. In other words, if you tear Kriya on Shabbos, so you violated an Avera, but you still Yotzei the Kriya. But if you steal Matzah, so the brisker way of explaining this is that Mitzvah Bav Avera needs a Heftza Shel Isser. So if you steal Matzah, the Matzah becomes a Heftza Shel Isser, so you can't be Yotzei the Mitzvah. But here, there's no Heftza Shel Isser. You did an act of Isser. The shirt is not a Heftza Shel Isser. You didn't steal the shirt. It's your shirt. So it's what's called the ways many people explain it, it's an Issa Gavra. So in Issa Gavra, there's no din of Mitzvah Bavera. That's the brisker way that people interpret this Yerushalmi. Okay, and there are 15 other ways maybe you can interpret it, but that's the classic way that I've heard people interpret this Yerushalmi. You know, in every sefer, you know, they quote this Yerushalmi when they want to speak about the brisker chilukim, brisker lomdus, you know, gavra heftza. So this is like, if the Yerushalmi means that, then that's what it's saying. So that's brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 24. Hakareh b'Shabbos al meso hafal b'shechil Shabbos yotzei yidei kriya. But then Chavtes, Acharei B'cholof Gozel, Lo Yotzei Yidei Kriya. But if you steal a shirt, and then you do it, then you know Yotzei Yidei Kriya. But that's the way I've heard people say over this Yerushalmi, this Hagdara. That when you steal something, that becomes a chepsa shalissa, that it's in a mitzvah bav aver. Like lulav agazel, you steal a lulav, that's the chepsa shalissa. Mashenkin is an action shalavera, but there's no chepsa shalavera, then not.
Everything that's
maybe. No, you know. Maybe. I don't know. Right. But it could be that Yerushalmi would argue with that. You're saying that there's a mucker in the Bavli, maybe not this way. Right. That's a good aura. Okay. Then, in Sif Lamed Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says on page 24, Enkar Miyantif. You don't take Kriya on Yantif. Feel Yantif Shalom Shogolius. The Chol Moed, you take Kriya. Somebody dies in Chol Moed. But then the Ramah says, Yeshua Mendogim She'in L'Kroa B'Chol Moed. Back al Ovi V'Imo. The Ramah quotes the minute only to tear Kriya on Ovi V'Imo on Chol Moed. Now, Shar Mason Karim Lachar Moed. Mokhut Shein Minog Yesh L'Kroa Al-Kuom. So, there are many that follow this this Ramah. It could be different Minhagim, but that's what the Ramah quotes. Oh. Now, there's one other halacha that's nogeya, and that is tearing on Yerushalayim b'churbana. Tearing on Yerushalayim. So this is brought in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tisha B'Av on page 25. Haroi Yerushalayim b'churbana matzion hoysa minbar shumama b'choreya. Sharei b'asa mikdash om b'est kutsheinim sifatena shah haluchu b'avaseinu hoysa tzvechashesh. It's funny, a couple of years, 2 years ago, I was by the Kosel, and I had ready to tear Kriya. So I had my scissors to, because it's a din of Avi V'Imo, the base of Mikdash. So I always take a scissor to do the horizontal, and then I tear. But I don't know this by heart, you know, the Nusach, you know. So there's a guy who saw that he knew it by heart. He says, "Repeat after me." So I repeated after him, and this nusa. I don't think it's likuva, but I guess if you know it, if you have a Mishnah Brewer handy, or you have somebody who knows it by heart, I have it to see you, so you can repeat after them, and say it. So usually I have a shirt that I keep for Kriya from year to year, you know. So this way I don't have to have tear many shirts. So that's what happened. I gave it into the dry cleaner because at least it should be clean. So he did, obviously had no cap. So sometimes they see something ripped, so they sew it up. So he sewed up my beggar karua, you know, which is probably not supposed to be because it's a din of Avi V'Imo. So that was my story about. But then I was going to say like this, that even though people are usually knowing for your kotel, not to tear the jacket. I mean, then you're going to have an expensive trip to Israel. If every time you go to Israel and you didn't see it, you're not tearing your jacket. So then I rely on the Ikar HaDin that the jacket is not considered a chayim in the Kriya. I only tear the shirt. Which yes, I'm saying that even though this is also Avi V'Imo, but Avi V'Imo, you know, people do it because it's Avi V'Imo and it's not so often and things like this, but this could come up a lot, so I don't think people are knowing so much to tear their jacket when they go to the kotel. In other words, they can rely on that just the shirt is chayiv in Kriya. So that's why he's saying that even though people are knowing it by Avi V'Imo Mamish, but not so much by Shah Krova. But people should realize that they should do it, you know, there's a chayiv to tear Kriya when you go to the to Makom HaMikdash So that's what he says. Ara Yehuda, we don't do so much today, but at least the Kriya for the Mokham HaMikdash. And that's what he says in Dalit. Kol HaKroim Eilu B'Yado, Mu'umad. Very cautious for love, she called us libo. Because mamish dinim of avi v'imo, you have by you have over here. I think Rav Shechter discussed, you have to look up, he wrote a piece like the top of Vimo, so would you do it? I don't think people are known to do it on Chol HaMoed. So, Aviv Imo, the Ramaz thing to do it on Chol HaMoed, so maybe certain things that it's Aviv Imo, but like you'll gather certain things, I don't think people are knowing, if I'm not mistaken, to take Korea on, right? I mean, you go to Eretz Yisrael, Sukkot time, you'll see people, all the tourists are not there in Korea. And they go, yeah, so Friday afternoon, that's, Shechter has a piece, that he thinks is not correct. But Hechi Tesei, you shouldn't tear Friday afternoon. You go for Mincha, Mincha Gedola. So why should that be a tour? Some people, and make all that, but if Shechter thought that was, you know, Shechter always says it's all a mistake based on the Ramah by Erev Pesach. And Erev Pesach is the one time that has a Din Yontif on Erev Pesach, which is the Korban Pesach. So Mechatzos Ve'elach, it says the Din Yontif, and you stop Avelis and things like that. Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, if you're wearing your Shabbos clothes. Yeah. Right, except to Sefer Shabbos. Yeah, I don't know. You're going to look very weird.
Probably the moment on Holomoid, would they keep the shirt on after the tear kriya? I mean, that's
really yeah, so there is a din, we'll see you next time. By other the emo, see if there's the accident here. There is a din, we'll talk about it maybe next time, that if a person changes his clothing in the middle of Shiva, so he has to tear again. Right? Throughout Shiva. I mean, if he puts on another shirt during Shiva, he tears that other shirt also.
I'm calling
on you. No, I'm saying regular Shiva. But I don't know. I would look into this some more. I would think that he probably wouldn't keep it on the whole time.
So
you probably tear Korea, and then you take it off, and then when he's sitting Shiva after Yontif, you put on that.
The old one or a tear new?
Well, whatever he wants. If he wants to tear another one, he could tear another one, but there's no need. He could put the old one on.
So the first
one's
pretty up there,
Right, this is the end of Shas, you see the Shama to tear Korea. It's just that some posts can bring down that we're afraid that people won't be misasik the mace because they're going to lose money. So that's why some posts can say that maybe can be makel to give people an incentive.
So
we'll see.
If someone is going to do it, say, and they're
Rishas,
he's
going to
shut off their parents. So is that considered like the
kriya
of the emo and he's going to shut
off
altogether?
Or
like?
Probably. That's what I would think.
Even if there's anyone else there, like.
You know, if they want, they can tear again. Take another bag and tear again. Yeah, so that's the question. Yeah, I don't recommend. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about borrowing, but I don't think it's the proper thing. I think Rav Abadi also, I spoke to him about it once, but you know, you shouldn't play these games. You should do it, you know.
The Bracha? when they tear kriya, or sign on it. I mean, at what point should be said if they said it at this time of the Shama?
If they said it, they don't have to say it again. The bracha is not on the kriya. The bracha is on the besorah ra.
So I usually at a funeral, the bracha is said at that.
That's because they didn't say it yet. If they said it yet, I'm not going to say it again. It's not that kriya is a bracha in kriya. It happens to be that somehow they lump those two things together, the kriya and the bracha of dynamis. But it's not a bracha on the kriya. So if a person said the bracha before, he's not going to say it again.
Should they have said it before?
Okay. You know. Stomach maker din, if it happened, it's already... You know, people are knowing to wait, but it's not, you know, these things have been hugging.
And do you do a shem office at the funeral?
Provided he didn't say the bracha before. You're not going to say the bracha twice.
Usually the rabbis with the
yeah. Right, so usually the assumption is that he didn't say it before, so then the rabbi was going to, you know, show him how to say the bracha.
So it doesn't matter if they said the bracha before or after.
Right. There's no, it's not a bracha on the kriya. It's nothing to do with over lasiyos, it's nothing to do with anything. Right, so obviously in Shabbos we don't take kriya. Yeah. So again, the minhag today is people do it by the levaya anyways. So okay.
The way that they should tear for women and not like
right, so women should tear
right, and then take
pins
know.
So if they're not going to do it, what are you going to do? Nothing to do. You can explain to them, but if some people they're just not going to do it, so they're not going to do it, so it's no different.
It's more that they didn't prepare, they didn't know that they were not necessarily.
They want, they can do it during, you know, they don't have to do it then. They can go home and do it. But, you know, if a person's not so firm, is not going to, especially a woman, is not going to be able to necessarily relate to understand that they have to do it. And so you can't fight. You know, you can tell them, and if they don't want to listen, they don't listen. Simple. So,
talking about doing it later when the amount of time you have to do kriya is shiva, full shiva.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that. We'll talk more when that's next year. We'll have more about that. Okay, I'm gonna say, as I said, next week we're gonna try to do four. Oh, maybe tomorrow we still have a shiur tomorrow. And maybe on Wednesday we might have to make it at 11, as I said. We'll talk about that. And